Blog Talk Radio.
Carlo Radio. My spirit soars above my neighborhood, seeing through every dwelling, hearing and understanding the buzz of life that floats like a dead dandelion, dancing in dreams, walking down the street. Pleasures, peace, world, essences of space, time, sun, night, makes you a genius and a fool. Deciphering the ancient script, I surround you, I be you, only if you knew I was there. I miss you, I love you. Dash Carney. Jimbo. Thanks, Jim. The Doors. All right, guys. This is Carlo Radio. The name of today's show is Go Straight to Hell, Boy. And we're talking about the good old government. I had a question. And when I think of a shutdown, a government shutdown, can we, like, go board up the building? Can we board up the White House? You know, just like, no, nothing here. Just go home. The Capitol building? No, we're shutting it down. We just get the plywood from Home Depot, you know, get the dudes sitting out front to, you know, load it up for us. You, how much for you? $10? 10 dinero. Which is gracias, senor. Yes, board up the White House. Yes, it's shut down. It's closed. Oh, my God. So, what is that? I have there's all sorts of stuff going on the internet about, you know, what's going to happen if the government shutdown doesn't end soon. And the best one, I think, and because I really, I hope they just don't ever come back. That's my personal opinion. Like, can we just put out ads in newspapers, like, now hiring U.S. congressmen. We need new senators. Apply here. Because these people, we're not, we don't want them to come back. They're just too much trouble. No one knows what the hell's wrong with those people. We just get some new people in charge. So that poem I started the show off with was from Dash Carney, Greg Carney. Great poem. I thought it sort of went well with the song because I don't know. There's just sort of images of weirdness there. Kathy could have done better. Explaining that one, but I don't know. It's a good poem. Let's see. Who the hell is listening to my call? Is this the NSA? Who is this? They're all listening, you know. I can hear you. I know you're there. Just because you won't respond. It's like everyone's playing God. I know you're all listening, but, you know. You're acting like you can't hear me. No, I don't hear caller radio. Nope, no caller radio in my ear. Nope, never heard it.
Dash.
So, what's that?
Dash.
That was scary. Oh, Dash. Dash. Did you hear the poem I read?
Dash. Yeah, that was a beautiful poem.
Yeah.
Who knows what the hell it's about? Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great poem. No one knows what it is. No one, it's like that. It's like hieroglyphics. No one knows, but we know. That's good.
It's like deciphering an ancient script. Deciphering an ancient script.
That's right. That's what you say in the poem, isn't it?
Dash.
The poem is universal. Why don't you read it?
Blood in the streets of the town of Chicago.
Yeah. Where are you from?
In Chicago. I've seen blood in the streets.
Right.
There's many times us hanging out when we had blood in the streets. Plenty of blood.
Yeah, our own blood. It was our own blood, too.
Yeah, and usually it was just us beating each other up.
Yeah, just for fun. With knuckles. We'd do it with knuckles. Just pounding a deck of cards. Everyone runs home bloody. Where were you? Everyone comes home and knuckles are all bloody. Like, dude, where you got in a fight? No, I lost in knuckles. It looks like, well, why are your hands all cut up? Well, because they slashed the deck of cards across my knuckles. That's what happens when you lose.
Don't fall over. Oh, jeez. Uh-oh. Sorry.
What's that? I'm watching the Saints beat the Bears again, just so you know.
Yeah. Just watch that over and over again.
I do. It's been on 24/7 since I'm watching the whole game. Every play over and over. I rewind all the touchdowns.
And it just put it in slow motion?
I do. Yeah, it's going at minus, like, it's super slow motion. You know, one frame a minute. Like.
And you're like, you know. Jerking
I'll
off
take
to
a
it.
Nap. I'll take a nap and I'll wake up and they're still scoring the same touchdown.
Aren't you from Chicago? Weren't you like the biggest Bears fan?
I love the Bears.
Bears well,
out, Chicago Bears.
My nephew knows like the whole song. He can sing the whole Bears song.
You sang the whole Fighting Irish song to me the other day. It's disturbing.
Oh, yeah. I dressed up in my fighting leprechaun uniform and ran up and down the streets here after they beat ASU with
Notre
Dame helmet blowing in the wind.
How can you think with like your helmet on fire like a bowling ball? It's ridiculous.
It was the Irish.
This is not motorcycle
Italians.
Racing. How are they the Italians? Arizona's not, there's no Italians in Arizona. Italians
like
live
a bunch
in
of
New York.
All they had to do was put some hair on your pads on the front. There were some chains hanging off. Like, hey,
they
you
were
had
there.
Some pinky rings, if they had some pinky
hey,
rings.
Hey, they were
on.
There, buddy. They were there. We
hey.
Had it on,
hey.
Trust me. We're eating meatballs on the sidelines. Let me tell you. I'm,
come
telling
out
you,
with,
I'm from the south side of
spaghetti,
Chicago. I know
all
about
the spaghetti in the huddle.
I know about
sauce all over their face.
We're tossing a big Italian salad in the huddle. What's like, hey,
who
the
brought
bowl.
The Parmesan?
The
oh, I got it over here.
We're all
I got the
to
Parmesan
the
right here.
Pass the Parmesan. Wait, we're running out of time. Give them their napkins. Feed them their food.
I got too much grease in my hands. I can't throw the ball.
Hey, they need a slice.
Hey,
hey
Vinny,
don't
grab me that Parmesan.
Slice. Give a slice to that linebacker. He looks hungry. It's fucking ridiculous. Hey, you know what? Fuck the government. Fuck
the government.
They can just fuck it. I don't think they're fucked on fuck. You know these turkeys are getting paid? They're not even at work. They're getting paid.
Get paid.
Man, and rat poison, the bullet. Molotov, Molotov says. Cop it up loud and strong. The immigrants, they wanna sing all night long. It could be anywhere, most likely could be any frontier, any hemisphere. In no man's land.
Control watching us all, and it, you know, like the computers in our homes have cameras on them. You know, I mean, people buy them and attach them to their computers, you know, so they can have weird sex and all that. And they can, the government can look right onto your camera and see you in your room doing whatever the hell you're doing. So they're literally in our homes too. And one day, some big fat mean woman with like 8 kids is going to catch the government being stupid and like march down to Washington, D.C. and scream that the whole country has seen their kids naked. And all shit's going to hit the fan. There's going to be an investigation like, government, what the hell are you doing? You're... It's going to be something stupid like that. Watch.
Yeah.
It's pretty invasive. Well,
yep.
Shit like that happens. What, you oppose that, obviously, genius, you know, vision?
Observation. Yeah.
Yeah, observation.
Quite an observation.
Sure?
Yeah, probably. Well, I mean, I don't know. Fucking, who knows? Yeah, but you're right, man. We should, you know, we should board up the White House. Just put a big, you know, like, you know, out of business sign on it and board it up.
Yeah. For sale.
And,
isn't it for sale now? I mean, yeah, for sale. You know.
And then,
bidder wins.
No trespassing in the front gate.
Yeah. No, Mr. President, you can't go home. It's all right.
It's in foreclosure.
We're closed.
The White House is in foreclosure. It's foreclosed.
We
now
have a nice room for you down the street. It's only $6,000 a night. No problem, you know.
Obama,
cash,
Obama and his mother-in-law are going to do? They got no place to stay now. They have to go back to the south side of Chicago.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun. It sounds scary down there.
Yeah, back to the south
There's
side.
Tons of shooting. Yeah, the south side's like murder capital of America right now, isn't it?
It's like blood in the streets.
Yeah, blood in the streets, town of Chicago, definitely. Murder capital of the USA. Where guns are illegal, aren't they? Or supposedly?
The most illegal place, that in New York, and there doesn't stop anyone. You know,
uh-huh.
It gets, what it is, it gets the riffraff off the streets. They don't, you know.
So, yeah, exactly. It cleans up the streets, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, give them all guns and shoot each other out, and eventually they all would, hopefully, you think you're a die in general.
Yeah.
But, no. Anyhow.
It's ridiculous,
I don't,
man. Hey, you want to talk
no.
about the laws in Arizona? The police state
yeah,
of Arizona?
Sure. The good old Arizona, Republican state, military state. It's a communist state. The red states are communist states. You get
mm-hmm.
If you get arrested, it's just pure conviction. There's no, you know, you walk in, you know, okay.
You're convicted.
I mean,
convicted,
I heard they're giving out assault charges to people who've never even assaulted anyone. And then
they hand out felonies like they're like hotcakes. Hey, a felony for you, two for you, one for you.
Yeah.
Here, want a felony? Just sit on the corner. You drive in. It's like a drive-through felony. Here's a felony for you. Here's two. Here's a couple felonies. Two, three felonies for you. What?
Yeah. What are they doing over there? That's got to be all just about making more money, right? I mean, what is that? They're harassing people.
It's just ridiculous. I mean, how can you go to court with the person that has charges against you can even show up and go, you know what, it was all a mistake. This never happened. This is overblown. I don't want to press any charges. This is just ridiculous. And they don't care. They're, no. We're going to shove it up his ass. Huh. That doesn't make any sense. No lawyer, no prosecutor, no public defender, nothing. No one there to represent you or give you any legal advice. I mean,
they're all smiling at you, right?
Unconscious. How do you show up to court with there's no defense attorney there? I mean, a public defender is not even present at all, not even in the vicinity of the courtroom.
It's not an option. They're not allowing that to be an option, and they probably have some ridiculous reason why, and, which is just bullshit. I wonder what they're doing to illegal aliens in Arizona. They just must go around in big scoopers and just scoop them up and throw them like garbage trucks and just throw them in there. And what do they drop them off in the garbage truck at the border every morning? Like and just dump them out. Dump
in
them
Chicago,
out at the border.
You used to see like the Mexicans going up and down the alleys
like
picking up.
They all go home with like two or three felonies each. Like they get they get 10 felonies a week.
The motto in Arizona is you come here for vacation, you go home as a felon, and you could be back for, how's it go? You come here for vacation, and you leave a felon, and you come back for probation.
Come for vacation, leave with a felony, and come back for probation.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I think that's already sticky to you. Like, you from out of town? They should just like when you're walking, driving in across the border to Arizona.
Remember we were driving to we were going to you picked us up in New Orleans, me, you, and Jay, and we were driving to Miami. Remember that? And we got pulled over in Mississippi. Goddamn! I swear, we got raped on the fucking side of the highway. I mean, the cops were all like down our pants. They're making us wiggle and jump and shit.
They had the mirrors and everything underneath the car, looking with the mirrors. And
yeah, they called.
They
in
never
the,
found
the
drugs, which is funny. Which was like
they called in ICE. Remember? See if we were wanted in some for like another country or another what they called it crazy.
It was like 3 a.m. driving. I guess it was smuggler lane right around the Gulf of Mexico and by Mobile. There's three people that already had convictions or been arrested for drugs. They were a little suspicious, but they did find a cheap bowl. But luckily we didn't have any weed. I don't know. Well, remember how many times we got pulled over? We got pulled over like 8 times by the time we made it to Miami. It was just like, I literally had a notebook full of tickets. And it was like,
one from each county on the way down.
I turned, it was like, I wallpapered the hotel wall with it. Look at all these tickets. It's beautiful. They look beautiful.
And you just
never
went to any. The
no,
there.
Just basically threw them in, I don't know.
Remember when I went to Chicago to visit you, or we were hanging out, and I got smoking on the train on the not the train but the platform, the outside platform.
Yeah.
Where you wait for the train. Remember that? And you went off on the cop.
Yeah.
And you gave him an earful. Well. You know they gave me a $200 ticket, right?
Yeah.
But guess what happened?
I don't know.
I never had to pay it because the Great Chicago Flood or whatever fucking it disappeared. I never had to pay that. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, a lot of things disappear in Chicago. They don't certainly, definitely don't disappear anywhere else. Here in Arizona, you can't do anything. You know, like you, like the government, the law enforcement's like the sun. Your ants under
right.
a microscope.
Yeah, that's irritating. You know, I did not like at all the camera in my taxi at all. It's just, you know, it's just always there. It's a monster. It's like a monster in your life staring at you. It's unpleasant. That's the best I can describe it. And it damn sure will never save me from getting killed. That's not what it's for. It's for lawsuits and such. It's not for to protect a cab driver from getting killed, because it's not going to. You know?
No.
They'll shoot the camera. They'll burn the car. They'll do it, you know. The cameras are pieces of shit anyway. They don't work right at all. It's a big, more government bullshit. It's a damn shame what they do to the people.
Yeah.
It really is. It's like they're trying to make the gap between the haves and have-nots bigger, and they're pushing people down and keeping them down. And they're hoarding more and more money. That's part of it, because they're freaks. But it's fun to party.
Read that one.
I like
it's fun
I like
to
partying
party.
Though.
Read that one, blood red one, or follow the cab one. You have it there?
All right. Yeah. Yes. Here it is. Ride the night, back of a cab, the guy driving asks, where to? I don't know, just go through the hollow glow. Street lights are frightening. Bend and peer in with their electric eye. Blurred people, blood red smear across the window. Neon bar signs. Man, where are you going? I don't know. Just ride the night through the hollow glow. Kind of screwed that up a little.
Was that Jim Morrison? That was like the end of that Peace Frog song, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's the poem that he reads after the Peace Frog song. Yep.
Yeah, isn't it? Fragile eggshell mind. I feel like I have a fragile eggshell mind sometimes.
I think the government is feeding us poison that's making all of our minds fragile. Leave us alone, government. Can't we have real food, for Christ's sake? Really? We can't even have a label on it saying that this is not real food? Really? See, thanks a lot. You're really nice people. Can you please quit your job? Go away.
Well, I don't understand. If the government is shut down, we shouldn't be able to pay taxes.
Yeah, why are we being charged taxes? We should have no federal income tax, right?
Yeah. Why do we pay taxes? The government shut down. We should get like a rebate.
Yeah, it should be illegal. Why are we paying taxes? And why are they getting paid taxes?
Yeah, I mean, we should get 9 days free of whatever that rate is. We should get that or whatever allowing it is.
Yeah, for sure.
80,000. They talk about unemployment, and there's 80,000 people. Over like, there's something like 400,000 federal employees unemployed right now.
I think they laid off 800,000 federal employees. I mean furloughed, and a lot more are supposed to kick in very soon.
People are showing up to the Grand Canyon. They're like, nope, there's nothing to see here. Keep moving. Nothing to see here.
They got it covered.
This is not
open.
They
got the Grand Canyon covered with a big white cloth.
They got a big hefty trash can bag over it. Nope, there's nothing here to see, guys.
Garbage bag over the Grand Canyon.
Hefty garbage bag just whipping in the wind. Like, there's nothing here, guys, to see. There's no Grand Canyon.
Canyon is closed.
The government took the Grand Canyon. They just took it. They took it. They closed it down. They took it away, for Christ's sake.
We don't know where. I guess they'll bring it back.
But all these Europeans are like, oh, my God, what the hell? I can't spend $30,000 to come to America. Where's the Grand Canyon? Nothing to see here. Just keep moving.
There is no Grand Canyon. This is no.
There's no such thing. It was a myth. Keep moving. Yellowstone Park. No, it's not here, guys. There's nothing to see here. Just keep moving.
Keep moving.
Don't even look this way. Keep looking straight. Nothing to see here. There's no park here. So, what kind of government? You go to a natural